Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know about the Patreon. That is right, like every other podcast, I am on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/dykwia, and if you pay $5 a month, you get 4 bonus podcasts for that month. 5 if there's 5 Sundays in the month. Podcast I do called Top 5, or a whole bunch of people who you've heard on this show before come on and we count down our top 5 things on a topic that I have suggested. The last one we did was with Matt Stewart. That was very fun. That was all about conspiracy theories. So that's a really good one. We've had others with Adam Knox. We did Unpopular Opinions. Mel Butter, we did our favorite dogs. It's all very fun. It's all very different. So head over to patreon.com/dykwia. If you can't afford that, I understand. It's a hard time for everyone. You could do something for me for nothing, which is go to iTunes and give it a 5-star rating, or Apple Podcasts, whatever you're on, and give the show a 5-star rating, leave a nice review. That helps out the algorithm. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this very funny episode 226, with Celia Piccola, Kelly Festuca, Catherine Allen, and first-timer Rose Bishop. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week we have a special flatmates edition. That's right, 4 guests, 2 addresses, but only 1 winner. Yeah.
Amazing.
So let's meet our guests now. Our first guests are currently living together with their dog. Can you please welcome it, Celia Piccola and Kelly Festuca. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hello, our Jimmy family.
Yeah, and Seals was just drinking coffee, and I was just about to point out, hey, I've got that coffee mug.
What?
Because it's in our house.
Now, I should point out,
I just like, because
Kelly and Celia are not in the same room.
We're in different areas of our house, but rooms. I can hear her, even though I've got headphones on. The number of times we have done a Zoom where the other one is in the background. My favourite was doing Locked in Melbourne Tonight, Reese and Kyron's, having a conversation and talking about how much we're on top of each other. And I went, right now, Kelly's in the bath. And Kelly, from the bathroom, went, hey! Like, it's just, we are just completely on top of each other.
My favourite was when you're doing a live show and I was watching Magic Mike and you could hear, you texted me going, mate, I can hear Genuine's pony.
Playing from downstairs. I can't work
without
it happening.
Nice.
Sorry, Celia. That was me.
Also joining us with their adoptive pet cat, can you please welcome housemates Catherine Allen and first timer to the podcast, it's Rose Bishop. Hurrah.
Yay.
Hello. Adopted is a strong word.
Stolen cat.
Stolen. Yes, let's talk about this cat. So, before every show, I ask the guests, hey, if you've got a couple of stories for me, let me know. I'll write questions about it. Catherine, you were like, all my stories are going to involve this cat.
Yeah. This cat is the only thing I have going on in my life. This cat coming and meowing at my bedroom window at 1 a.m. is the only thing I have to look forward to. Mm-hmm. We can't work out. We think it has a house, potentially just lives in the car park. It's very fat, very like well-loved and looked after.
Yeah, it's
been
smart.
Christened Susan by comedian Nat Harris, who lives in our building, has also had this cat around and has named him Susan.
So
it's just a cat that just comes into your house.
Yeah, it's just getting dinner
and cuddles and sleeps.
It's a fat little intruder.
What the hell? These cats are
shit. No, I reckon this cat's really smart. I reckon this cat knows that there's a lot of people in Melbourne at the minute who just need a bit of contact. And so it's going around, checking out everyone, getting a little bit of food from every place they go to. Spreading COVID everywhere.
I don't want to body shame Susan. That's not what I'm about. But it is just a real Real fat little boy. He's got a real tummy on him. He's so happy. He's living the dream. He's just... And he knows, I think he's figured out that Rose and I are really easy targets as well. Yeah. Like, he just knows we will let him in. We will let him stay as long as he likes. We will let him sleep wherever he likes. If he wants to get on our bed, fine. If he wants to get in the pantry, fine.
Well, if he wants to climb... Well, on your door and not ours, because the number of cats I've tried to lure back here, and bloody old mate cat hater Festuca doesn't even try and hide it anymore. She used to try and hide it. Once she lived with someone who had a cat, and she's like, this fucking cat, it got in my way and it just like ran into my foot. I'm like, did you kick the cat? And she's like, the cat got in the way of my foot. I'm like, how have you twisted you kicking a cat to being the cat's fault? And she was like, he stinks. Right. I'm like, again?
Mm-hmm, don't regret it.
She just nudged it. She nudged it. Don't be calling. But yeah. she
get out of the way.
She hates him. And
did you have a traumatic experience with a cat as a child, Kelly?
I've had multiple traumatic experiences with cats where they just always shit on my bed or vomit in my room.
You've had multiple traumatic experiences with men and you still like them.
Let's get in to the first round. Now, the first round today is called Social Meet Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these tweets, they're all tweets, buzz in. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't lose any points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Names
can
your
you
buzzers.
Buzz in for your flatmate?
Yes. Yes, okay. You can. Yes.
Oh, yeah. All righty.
And this is going to be easy.
Yeah, so will we... Test. Is it house versus house?
It's not house versus house, but if you do want to add up the scores at the end, you can do house versus house.
Catherine, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. And I don't want there to be any fights that you didn't know this person tweeted this. Like, I'm sure...
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, no.
Here we go. First one's this one. Targeted marketing to me regarding deals on makeup. Like, I'm going to wear makeup ever again.
Celia.
Who do you think, Celia?
Kelly.
You are correct. Yes, it was Kelly. Yes.
As if you almost did an impression of her as well with the read, Josh.
Oh,
as if I'm ever going to wear makeup again. I can see her saying it.
Well, Kelly, there are a few people whose tweets I read in their voice, and yours is one of them. There's you.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Ronnie Cheng. I'm not sure if that's racist or not.
Just angry.
Luke McGregor is a typical, like, you got to read Luke's in his voice.
But it's and that was probably from like 4 months ago.
It's only gotten worse,
you know. And I didn't even know what was down the barrel.
The worst that these jokes still work. Yeah. I hate that. Like my first lockdown joke was, I've honestly never felt so at home, and that was in March. I wrote that in March. The movie, yes.
That was this year.
No,
the Oscars, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Fuck.
Anyway. All right.
Wow. Question. For me, this is memory lane.
Yes. Question two. I currently have 8,000 unread emails because I don't want to come on too strong.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
Rose.
No, that's Catherine. I put there for Catherine.
I do have that many.
Oh, man, that sounds like a Rose anxiety thing.
Thank you. My brand is strong.
Still 8,000, Catherine?
199.
Oh,
popular. Maybe 8,500 by the end of the show. Here we go. Question three. Anyone who owns super accurate scales and hasn't weighed themselves immediately before and after a big poo is a goddamn coward. Yes, Catherine.
It's Rose.
That is Rose. Yes, a point there.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
It is true. I've stopped weighing myself. I've learnt my lesson. I've stopped weighing myself, but it was in lockdown.
Your poos were too big.
No, it was just that thing of going, let's see if this works. Didn't work. No difference.
I thought you were just weighing yourself until you got down to the number 69.
Yeah, it was. But then I got to 68, Kelly. And then but then I put it all back on as soon as we went into lockdown.
Wow.
And then there's no point weighing myself because that's not going to make me happy.
Wow, yeah, I was 68.
68 didn't make me happy.
In grade six. When Bob Hawke was Prime Minister. Well, there you go. Okay.
All right, next question. On a scale of one to cum, how horny is everyone?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Kelly.
Yes, that is Kelly. Yes, yeah. Rose.
I loved the silence because I feel like that probably could have been any of us.
Not me. Honestly.
You think I'm right? The words come into... No. No way.
Yep. That's what I took a bet on.
I agree. I agree with it, but I will not have posted it. But that's funny.
Kelly, this one wasn't even in lockdown.
Was that like
this
February?
This was like last year. It was. It was in lockdown. All right, next question. I don't know if you're having a big day, but I parted my hair on the other side and I don't know who I am anymore.
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Celia.
Yeah. You are correct. That is Celia, yes. Another point there for Catherine. Yeah.
And this is still because I haven't been able to get a haircut. So I will emerge from this lockdown, Celia, from the mirror universe. And ooh. I assume evil.
If you have a monocle and a moustache by the end of this, it'd be great. Oh.
How you know.
All right, next question. I'm feeling wildly optimistic and making appointments to get back on birth control. Like kind of a, if I build it, they will come situation, Catherine. So to speak. Yes, Catherine.
It's Rose.
That is Rose, yes. Another point there for Catherine, yes.
That's me. She knows my birth control situation. That's a good housemate.
So I know when she poops, when she weighs herself, and when she has to take her birth control. She doesn't need an alarm clock. She has me and the cat.
How long have you been living together, you two?
Catherine 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And Kelly and Celia, you've been what, 4?
Ages.
February 18.
So only 2 years. I thought it was.
Oh, really? Is it? February 18.
February of 18. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Okay, about the same.
Yeah, but I used to go away a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the longest we've ever lived with each other.
Yeah.
Like, because she would be away for like 3 months at a time. Yeah. Yeah, I'm really getting to know each of our sounds. There's lots of sounds in this house.
Relate. Unfortunately, we both, she detected, it's harder to hide things, you know.
Yeah, true.
When they're there all of the time.
And you're awake at weird hours and your night snacking is revealed.
Yeah, yeah. That. Mm. It's like, how can I empty the recycle bin without her hearing?
Clink, 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 clink.
Our recycling bin does sound like a pub entering the bins at the end of the night. Yeah. Like, it's just blah, 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 blah.
Do you know what I always think? I'm like, it could be olive oil. People don't know.
Yeah. Next question. So happy to never shake hands ever again.
Celia.
Yes, Celia.
Kelly.
Yeah, it is Kelly, yes. Point there for Celia. Well, Kelly, love that one.
What is a tweet if not something you've said out loud at least once? And then like, oh, that's a cool thought. So
you've said out loud and someone's gone, huh.
Yeah. And you're like, oh. So all of these things she said
Mate,
to me.
And what's the stamp date on that? 2002, yeah. I bet. Because I've been saying that for years. Happy to not touch hands ever.
Are you a fan of the elbow tap, Kelly?
No, just stand over there. Say hi. We're good.
100% I agree with you, Kelly.
Don't
need
it. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, all these weird things which are just kind of, especially for men, yeah. It's just a show of dominance. It's just dumb.
Mm.
Don't need it.
Mm. Don't need it, mate. And we all know you don't wash your hands. Oh, you would, Josh, because you've got boys and stuff. But I just don't know where people's hands are gone. And, like, especially with comedy... You know the kind of comedians, open micers that are out there, and you just know they're not washing. Like, I can see someone wipe their nose with their hand.
The dirtiest comedians we know.
I've only got an hour of tape.
Comedians in cars worst, not washing sorry. Their hands.
Yeah. Next question. No matter what, at some point today, I will ride an inflatable mattress down my stairs. God.
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
I'm just going to say Rose.
No,
so
that was Celia. No. Celia.
Catherine, you've outed yourself as not following myself or Kelly.
No, I didn't.
She tried to do a bit and she threw herself under the bus. I was only hesitating because I couldn't figure out which one of you it would have been.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
It was because, and I'm so proud of this, so it was when the lockdown got too much. We got a day, the bad news day, one of the bad, the one, it might have been the we're going back in or the,
yeah.
And when it felt like the silliness had stopped in the world, like it just felt, at the beginning it felt like there was, you know, drawings on pavements and toys in windows and all sort of dumb, cute things. And it just felt like...
Find the teddy bear.
Yeah, that was not there.
I like that your reaction to that, though, was to literally, like, hurl yourself down a flight of stairs.
I said to Kel, I'm like, Kelly, right, the world needs us to do something fucking dumb. What's it going to be? And then we started writing things down the stairs. But that tweet was the day that we were waiting for the announcement, for another scary announcement. So I was just letting the people of Melbourne know that we got you back. No matter what happens, this 37-year-old is going down the stairs on a mattress.
There is something about being so silly. Like, I remember once on Roadshow, I was with Daniel Connell, Cal Wilson, Carl Donnelly, and Danielle Walker.
Oh, fun.
And we bought 35 pool noodles and went to the hotel where they had a pool and just had them all in the pool and was just jumping on the pool noodles. And everyone's like, why didn't you just jump in the pool? I'm like, it's not as fun as hitting the pool noodles. And I still have about 17 of those pool noodles in my garage, and Cal Wilson took the other half.
It's great. I remember photos of that. Like, of course, just why not? Just not be dumb.
The most fun. Yeah. Okay. Next question. When will my husband, brackets the cinema, return from war, brackets stage four lockdown? Yes, Rose.
As Catherine.
That is Catherine, yes. Point there for Rose. Yes.
She's mentioned it. She's mentioned it.
Your I got husband, the shakes. The I got the Cinema Nova Monday 7 o'clock ticket shakes. I miss it so much.
What was the last film you saw in the cinema?
It was Parasite, because I went and saw it a second time during that little 5 week break the where they were open. And I got the cinema to myself. It was the best.
Well, there's no reason to lock it down then. You can do that. That's social distancing. Just have it yourself.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I could just, the break cinema into
should,
the Nova.
They should do that. If you want to watch a movie on your own, $100, because we're closed. Like, that'll pay for the person to man it and then clean it afterwards, and then that's what they should do. What's the last one? Yes.
That
yes.
is a brilliant idea.
It's good, isn't it?
And I need you to make that happen.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have any power in this town, but maybe I'll... Next time I'm running
the project.
I reckon
you would at Cinema Nova. I reckon
that's
you would.
True. If I go in and say, hey, you know what, I used to host the Breakfasters.
Dude.
Can I? clocked Melbourne, okay? Yep. I hosted the Breakfasters. I did a show on the Comedy Festival. I've been on the gala.
I think you've got a chance.
Clocked
I mean,
it.
Hoyt's
Kill Screen.
Hoyt's Swanston Street, you got less chance, but Cinema Nova.
Last film you saw in the cinema, Rose?
You know what? I think it was Parasite.
Parasite. Kelly, do you remember yours?
I'm pretty sure it was the Jojo Rabbit with Luke McGregor.
Great film. And Celia.
It would have been one of the Avengers nonsense that Luke would have taken me to.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Mine was Sonic the Hedgehog. So.
Oh, what? Oh,
we all love great films.
That's crazy. Why would you waste?
That's good. My kids liked it. And our last question for the round.
That's right, kids. Okay.
The quantity of breakups you have to continually churn through in order to continue as a singer-songwriter must be exhausting.
Catherine.
Kelly.
Yes, Catherine.
I'm going to say Rose.
You are correct. Another point there for Catherine, yes.
Was that in specific reference to Taylor Swift? Had you watched the Taylor Swift documentary?
I hadn't watched the documentary, but I had listened to the album.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, she's happy now. What next?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Well, her last album didn't seem like she was that happy.
Yeah, but I'm worried that now she's done a good album, but she is happy and that the end? I don't know.
But what I liked about that album, sorry to turn this into a Taylor Swift review podcast, is that it was the first album of her career that wasn't like, this album is about Harry Styles or this album is about John Mayer or anyone that she's dated. It was just, this is what Taylor Swift is thinking about her life and the world.
I agree with you.
Just defined by her ex-boyfriends, and I thought that was really interesting. Anyway, on with the show.
No, I agree with you, Catherine, because I do get annoyed when you know the song is definitely about someone. Like, so Phoebe Bridgers and that song about Ryan Adams has kind of ruined the song for me now, because I'm like, oh, that's a really bad thing that happened, and now I feel like guilty listening to it. But on the flip side, I think like singers can give us too much information. There should be some mystique. I went and saw a band called the Orb Weavers. And they were doing the song, and it's called Run, and it's a beautiful song all about you can run, but you'll never be free. And it's like, oh, this is all about we're all kind of chained and up to whatever we put. And then before it, she was like, oh, yeah, this song is written about my dog. I go to the dog park with him, and
no.
And I'm like, you've just ruined the song for me. Like, just anyway.
They still have the powder finger. Do they still do the things? I like
no,
the powders.
They don't, Kelly. No. At the end of the round, the scores are Kelly, you're on 1 point. Celia, you're on 2 points. Rose, you're on 2 points, but in front on 5 points, it's Catherine.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, this round, it's called Rent the Round. Now, you've heard of Rent the Musical. This one is called Rent the Round. New round, same rules. Now, for a brief time, Rose here lived in Fremantle. But what did her flatmate do for a job, and what caused Rose to move out? Was it A, her flatmate was a noise therapist. and used their lounge room during office hours as her therapy room. One day a client came over for some therapy and the woman put a bowl on her stomach and made it vibrate. The vibrations made the woman lose control of her bowels and the therapist / roommate didn't clean all of it up. Rose knows this because as she was sitting eating dinner, she could smell and then see shit sprayed all over the carpet. That's A. B. Her flatmate was an energy healer and always wanted to offer Rose some vortex alignment. One day, Rose got back home and the woman had made a circle on the floor of Rose's room out of Rose's clothes and left a half tub of yogurt with a spoon in it right in the middle of the circle, as if this woman was doing some crazy dairy-based ritual. So that's B. Or C, the woman was an artist and life model and would often ask Rose to pose for her. Rose would always politely decline, but one day Rose was looking for a top of hers and thought maybe it had been put in her room by mistake as Rose knew she had washed it. When she walked in the flatmate's room, she saw a bunch of drawings of Rose naked. When she confronted the flatmate, the woman didn't see what the big deal was and just said, "I wasn't peeking through the keyhole, I just did it from my own imagination." But because the pictures were so accurate, Rose is now convinced that the woman was peeking through the keyhole.
Oh, now, my goodness.
One of these is real. You can ask Rose as many questions as you can. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point.
Can I just say, I am stealing all of those as Rose Haven episodes.
Yeah. Gosh, okay,
where
go for
have you been for four seasons? Mate.
I'm not good at maths, but I've been renting since I was 18. I'm 35. I've got some fucking stories.
That is incredible. All of those stories. Yeah. Was it the noise therapist with the shit, the energy healer with the yogurt, or the artist with the nude drawings of you?
What happened with the yogurt again?
Tub of yogurt in the middle of a rug on the floor. I'd gone away for a folk festival for the weekend and came back and, I'd left the clothes everywhere on the floor, but there was a distinct circle had been formed out of the by clearing the clothes into a circle, and there was a tub of yogurt with a spoon stuck in it on the rug.
I don't understand why.
Well, that was my question. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Was that her healing thing?
Was she just eating it, a snack while healing?
Healing
is exhausting.
Yeah. I don't know. My feeling was, and I didn't want this confirmed, was that she did think that there was something spiritually wrong with me, and that it was some kind of attempt to I don't know.
Like some people burn sage, others eat yogurt.
She thought, I'm getting a feeling that you might have thrush, so I'm going to do this ritual with some yogurt. And no, okay, too far. All
Can
right.
Can I ask with the nude model, if you think that she did peek on you to draw it, would that have been possible? When could she have been spying and seeing you naked?
Well, it did seem plausible because it was this was an old house in Fremantle. She owned it, and I was just subletting a room off it, just week to week. I worked in a pub across the road, and it was an old rickety house, kind of cute from the outside, but then very shitty once you sort of looked closer, and it had big old fashioned keyholes, for those big fat keys. So you could properly see through them.
Right. But are you a nude person? If I'm not in the shower, I'm not nude. I'm nude for less than 0.1 second.
Catherine, do I like to wear clothes around the flat?
This is why the cat's always over. I don't know what that joke meant. Rose likes to get her titties out. I can't say I've ever thought I'd like to draw those.
How dare you?
Catherine, I assume you know this. Is that why you're quiet? Do you know? If one of these three stories is something you don't know, that's
amazing.
I'm not
sure if Catherine does.
I don't know them. I've genuinely never heard any of these stories, but I am leaning towards one in particular because it just feels so Rose.
I'm going to say
it feels like someone that Rose would be like, "Yes, I will live with you." Rose has very interesting taste in housemates.
Yeah, I gave Josh a bunch of stories to choose from, and none of them were any less weird than this.
Yeah, I got lots. They'll come up later.
I'd believe until the shitting is that's too much. I'm going to say yogurt. I'm going at energy. So, and yogurt.
I mean, bear in mind that the woman in question was the woman who was renting the house was relatively normal, pretty clean living, but her clients, a lot of them just sort of had a slightly methy vibe. You know, those sort of kind of Perth hippies, you know, that particular kind of Perth hippie that's just like real yuck. Mm.
Yeah. All right, they're
and
all true.
And
I don't know.
Perth listeners will be very angry that you said Fremantle is Perth. Fremantle is its own thing.
Yeah,
I learned that out earlier this year when I did shows in Fremantle and saying, hey, I'm
I was born in Fremantle, so I was born there. I'm allowed to say whatever I like about it.
All a WA. I don't want to be Fremantle. I don't want to be Australia. Jesus, just do your own thing.
Kelly, what do you think? A, B, or C?
I think it's the. I think it's A. I feel like.
The noise
it
therapist.
Sounds like a very Fremantle thing to do for someone to shit on your floor and you just don't clean it up properly and it's warm and it'll get too warm too quick and then the stench is just palpable.
And Catherine, what do you think?
So I don't think it's A because there was a detail in that story where I immediately went, Rose would never do that, and that was sit in the living room and eat dinner because Rose doesn't eat at normal hours. Rose will have dinner
at she's a bird.
Like 3 o'clock in the morning.
In bed like
And then I don't think it's C because I think if Rose was living with someone who said, hey, can I do a life drawing of you, that Rose would be like, sure, why not? So I'm going with B.
You are correct. Yes, it was B. A point there for Celia, a point for Catherine, and 1 point for Rose.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
So you went away and she just went in your room. What that to me is already like, no thanks. But to leave stuff in there.
This room was very cheap, I should mention that. Though that said, she never gave me my bond back. I tried for months, never got it off her. Fucking hippies, can't trust them.
So with the clothes on the floor, when my friend was living in Sheffield, England, I went over to visit her and she said, come and have a look at my flatmate's room. She's in there asleep. She works nights, but she's in there asleep. Mm. But we'll quietly, we opened the door. You couldn't open the door. The clothes on the floor were higher than the bed and she would just climb over and there was just bags, like rubbish, garbage bags, which had old clothes in it. And just she was just this hoarder who wouldn't throw anything out. She worked as a nurse as well. And it was like we walked in and we're like, how can she live like that? And she's like, she just doesn't clean her room, doesn't leave her room. She goes to work, comes back. It was, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
One time I asked, this is not a story I gave you, but one time I asked a roommate, because they would never clean dishes ever. Like it just did not happen. Like no cups in the house because they were all dirty. So we were like, you got to wash dishes. You just wash the fucking coffee cup. So instead of washing dishes, he took them back to his room. So he would take all the dirty dishes back. So there would be, we found like pans in there.
Yeah.
Like Tupperware containers full of spaghetti. It's great.
I haven't been in a share house since 2006. So I miss all this kind of stuff. But I remember dishes were the biggest thing when I was living in a share house. And one of my houses had a system, which was the peg system, where everyone had their name on a peg and hung the peg above the sink. And if your name was at the front, you had to do the dishes. So the thing was, well, you do the dishes really quickly so there's no dishes and then you can move your name to the back and then it's the next person. But I live with one person and she's a really good friend. I still really love her and I know she listens to the podcast, but she would always bake like cakes or something huge when it was, she could see it was my turn and I'm like, I had to come in and go, you can't
set
be
up.
Baking. Well, you can't be baking for enjoyment, okay, and then expect us to wash it up, okay? If that's what you're doing, you wash that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about a coffee cup, a spoon, a glass, like not a fucking meal. Yeah, no, that's wrong.
Anyway, so at the end of the round, the scores. Kelly, you're still on 1 point. Celia, you're now on 3 points. Rose, you're on 3 points. And doubled in the lead now on 6 points. It's Catherine Allen. Oof. Yeah.
Dude.
All right. This round is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. Now, in this round, I'll read out something that happened to someone on this panel. You have to say whether it happened to me or the other person. If you answer correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person whose story it may or may not be about, they get the point. So to Rose, was it Kelly or myself who, when we were moving out of home once, our parents came to offer to help. Our father helped us move the bed, and when he lifted the base, there was about 5 used condoms underneath it. He saw them, looked at us quite sadly and said, whatever you do, don't tell your mum. Was that me or was that Kelly? You can ask us questions.
Okay. I know which way I'm leaning.
I don't know who's going to be offended by that.
Josh, if it was you, did you tell your mum?
No, I didn't tell my mum. No, I picked them up and chucked them in the bin and went back to cleaning up our house.
Kelly, okay, so if it was you, how long of a time span had these condoms been accumulated over?
I don't know. It was when I was living in North Melbourne. So, and I was in a relationship at the time. So it was all from the same person. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when they came. I didn't even know they were there.
I'm ready.
Okay, what do you think, Rose?
I'm going to say Kelly. I hope you didn't know if you're not offended, Kelly.
Well, she won't because that was a me story. Okay, that was about me. A point there for Kelly.
Still have stories left, Josh. I don't understand.
I know.
No.
I don't play this game every time.
Yesterday, I was like, I think I've said everything that's ever happened to me in my life.
I just remember the disappointment in my dad's face, but also a bit of a, well, at least he's wearing condoms. Mm. There was a bit of that, but it was a real don't tell your mum.
Josh, how dare you judge a person with clothes higher than their bed, you filthy, filthy,
I was
old cum bed.
I was
disgusting
thing I've 18. Ever seen.
I was 18.
Yeah. Okay.
So they could have been the last, like, only four nights there. I don't know. Like, it was like, but yeah, but my
you remember, just needed the peg system.
I know, yeah. It's your turn to take them out. But I remember that time my parents drove up from Burnie to Launceston. We moved because my dad worked for a company where he had a company ute. So he was, and I was moving into a house that had a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't need to take all my stuff. And so they were taking it all back to Burnie with them. And they're taking all these pots and pans. And one of the pans flew out of the back of Dad's car and smashed the window of the car behind him. But Dad didn't hear it or didn't stop.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
it was because he was driving a company car. The guy, well that's a Nubco car, so rang up all the Nubcos in the state saying, hey, were you driving from Launceston down the Bass Highway? You've smashed my window. And so my dad, when he got to work on Monday, had to, one, pay for the window, but also tell the boss why he was driving the company car on the weekend.
Explain why the saucepan had a bunch of old condoms in it.
Oh, no. I was going to say, this is Josh's story, but I do have a story which is very, very similar. So I'm not surprised, Rose, that you did think it was me. My story was that it was my uncle and my brother who were helping me move, and when they lift up the mattress, there was condoms there.
Right, so
from
surreal.
That relationship, and I wasn't there at the time. I found out weeks later from my mother because they told my mum, and my mum, like, I think she maybe gave me a hit across the back of the head at the same time. Went, "What are you doing? It's condom under the bed. Your brother and your uncle had to see that shit." So there you go. I don't even know.
Well,
and I was on birth control, so I have no idea when we used the condoms.
You get a point, Kelly. You get a point.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now to Kelly, was it Catherine? Yeah. Or was it myself who, when we were looking for houses when we first moved to Melbourne, was inspecting one where one of the inhabitants was making her dinner? We said, that smells good. What is it? When the woman yelled at us, it's none of your business. Is that me or is that Catherine?
My gosh. I mean, that could be any bloody hipster town. So she just yelled at you, but it was a walkthrough?
Yeah.
From the real estate agent? And they just yelled at you?
No, not real estate agent for my one. Yeah.
It
was just a share house.
Oh, just a share house. So Catherine, was that your potential roommate or the person moving out?
I didn't stay long enough to figure that out because at that moment I was like, I don't think I want to live here.
Oh, right.
And I was like, okay, well, thanks for showing me around. And I'd literally just walked into the kitchen. And share house living is it's so competitive. You've really got to put in a good impression. And I was just like, I'm just not even going
to. So you said no to them?
Yeah, but they still offered me the room. They messaged me like a week later and were like, hey, the room's still available if you want it. And I was like so young. I'd never really lived out of home before. I'd studied abroad, but this was my first time like out on my own. I was so nervous, so timid. But yeah, even then I was just like, no.
So Josh, the person advertising the room wasn't the woman who yelled at you in the kitchen.
Yeah. It was a house. It was like a house of four. It was in Fitzroy.
She was mad?
She was cooking dinner, and I asked, "Oh, that smells good. What is it?" And she was like, "It's none of your business." And I was, and the person who is in the house who was showing me around after we left the room was like, "Yeah, don't worry about her. Like, she's not going to be here very much longer." I don't think it was her room, but they were having an all staff must go sale.
Oh, this is very, I mean, I believe this story 100% because people are savages. I feel like maybe Catherine.
You, Kelly, are correct. Yes, hey. There's a point there for Kelly. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what a psychopath. Part of that story that still like haunts me? This girl was so awful. So I remember, I wish I'd had the confidence to be like, absolutely not. I won't live here. I'm leaving. But it was like, oh, okay, well, I think I'm going to go now. And as I was like turning around to leave, I saw the girl who was cooking turn to the girl who was showing me around and like mouth the words like no.
Oh,
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
Oh, my God. Right back at you, sister. Jeez.
And I still think about it to this day, and I'm like, what did I do wrong?
I've only ever lived with people who I've known previously, but I remember when there was like three of us looking for a house when we first moved to Melbourne. We were looking one house. It was in Brunswick, I think, like that, and it was the back of this house, but they had a barbecue, and it was like, all right, this is a shared barbecue, and we will use it as well as you can use it. But the place we were looking at didn't have a kitchen in it. It was like... only the barbecue, because it was at the back of this house. And we were like, all right, this is weird. And they said, yes, and we will use it. And we quite often cook here, so you're welcome to join us for family meals, but we will be using this every single night. And we're like, but we don't have a kitchen. So we're just, this is so bizarre. We walked out going, there's absolutely no way. But we were all laughing about, if we don't find a house soon, we might have to go and move into the back of that old Nonna's house who was just going to make us eat with her family the whole time.
Kel's place in North Melbourne, that was an outside toilet. I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah. I would never.
Yeah. Yeah. Had one of those in Freo. No good.
No.
All right.
You also had one of those down here, Rose.
I had one. Oh, I've had one dog sitting before.
Mm. No, you had an outdoor toilet in Princess Hill.
Oh, yeah, but that was an additional toilet, so it doesn't count.
Jesus.
All right. To Catherine.
That was just an optional poop toilet.
To Catherine. Was it Celia or myself who once had a housemate move in a day early in the middle of the night? We woke up to noises coming from the bathroom. We grabbed something to protect ourselves and threw open the door, only to see them completely nude and pissing. Is it Celia or is it myself?
Completely nude, and were they in the bathroom? Like, where were they?
Who do you want to ask first? Me?
Celia, where were they when this happened?
Yes, they were in the bathroom, which was the one room with the toilet and the bath and shower in it.
Right. So they'd come into the house. Had they put their stuff in their room and then gone into...
No, it was like a dump. They were drunk. Like, it was just a dump of stuff.
Oh,
so, like,
God.
Clothes. and when I say new, I did see... But, like, you know, quick enough to go, which I hasten to add because it was celebrity, I assume, friend of the show, Thomas Ballard.
Oh!
and it was not his only toilet-related incident when he lived with us very briefly in Alison. It was me, Felicity Ward, and Alison Bice living in Carlton, and Alison went away from it, and he was taking her room that had no windows. It was the saddest. It was the most depressing room ever. And, wasn't supposed to move into, but he'd got a, she must have given him the key or something. And heard a noise and went and had a look. Because my room, the bathroom's in the middle of mine and Felicity's room. So we both met in the middle to find a tall, because he was like 18. He was a youngster. Doing a pee.
Did you have to have like a house meeting the next day and be like, so moving forward, we would prefer her.
We didn't really talk
about... But I guess he's not going to move in again, is he?
No, so, that's why. It was such a short amount of time, there was no need to talk about. And he was just a kid. Like, Felicity and I, even at that point, were old enough. There was another time where there was a pee aim incident. Because I'd only lived with women. Like, pee on the top of the toilet where the button is. I'm like, how are you doing that? I just put everything down to he was 18. But no, we didn't sit him down and have a big chat. But he knew that we'd walked in while he was peeing naked. So,
yeah. Did you? And you had a weapon? Did you pick something up to like attack?
I got a shoe. I didn't have all of my heavy pointy awards at the time, Catherine. Okay. I got a shoe.
So Josh, which comedian did you live with who moved in?
No, this was in Launceston. This was when I was at uni. And the guy moved in the middle of the night because he was just putting his mattress on top of his car. And he didn't have any ropes and was just driving very slowly with his hand on top of it. So he moved in the middle of the night, but he moved a day earlier than he had told us. So, and so he moved just pretty much, he didn't have much stuff. Just like, I think he had like a couple of guitars and his mattress. And so just moved out into the room. And then I heard the fan, it was one of those fans in the bathroom that like lights in the bathroom also turns the fan on. So that's what woke me up. And then I was like, fuck, I'm the only one here. So I grabbed a cricket bat that I had and went in and booted the door open. And there he just was, because the toilet was in a weird position to the door where you could see, like, he was standing up to piss. And so I just saw his profile of him pissing and him just completely naked going, oh, hey, man, I just moved in. And that was,
Man.
I'm Jim. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
That's, I mean... It's Celia.
You're going to say Celia? You are incorrect. It was me.
What?
No, but I did fool you because most of that story is true. He did live with us and he did aim terribly when he peed, but that first incident did not happen. I've not seen Tom Ballard's naked body.
There you go. Wow. But I have seen
Tom that I just
have seen Mick Coleman's.
Was like, that had to have happened. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow. How long did he live with you for, Josh?
We lived together for a year. He was great. Oh, okay. He was a great flatmate, and but he just was like doing stuff on his own style. It was when he was, because we were doing a performing arts degree together, and so he was, he was also an actor and very comfortable with his skin.
Yeah.
One of them. All right.
They tend to be.
So. Speaking of acting, to Celia, was it Rose or was it myself who once lived with an actor who would go full method and not break character 24/7 while they were doing the play? So one week we lived with a drunk who threw themselves onto the floor of our kitchen while we were just talking to them. Is that Rose or is that myself?
Okay, Rose, question. See now, right, you've raised your bar of your weird past. Yeah. So, so this person was doing a play where they were playing a drunk. So they were drunk for all the time.
Yeah, because they were practicing.
That's not an
like
actor.
The...
That's just an alcoholic. That's what I do. Yeah, I don't have a problem.
No, they weren't drunk all the time. No, they were sober, but like practicing the mannerisms and the like speech of a drunk person.
Oh,
so, like
they were pretending to be
morning
drunk.
Coffee, just being like, "I'm just trying to cover my mouth."
That
I'd be like,
impressive.
"I'm going to my room." This is a very close friend, actually. I got her permission for this. Though. Fine.
Drunk acting is very hard. That would be so weird.
How
long did they do it for?
Oh, I mean, the drunk one wasn't as long. I remember there was a Brooklyn accent that went for a lot longer, though.
Ugh. And Josh, what about you? Was the character drunk?
Yeah, it was drunk. Yeah, no, she wasn't drinking. She was just
pretending.
Acting, I think they like to call it. And it was just... while the show was up. It wasn't during rehearsals. It was just while the show was up and it was at uni. And so it was just a week of shows and her just being drunk the whole time and me going, all right, I'm staying at my girlfriend's. This is bullshit.
Were they doing mime? Did they at least have were they pretend drinking in their hand as well?
No, you think that would be better, but they were. They were just kind of slurring their words and just kind of like leering and and it was, I don't know. I don't know why...
Okay, all right. Rose, did this person go on to be a healer of some kind?
No, this was in Melbourne. This was my first share house in Melbourne. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not your weirdest. I'm going to say Rose.
You are correct, Celia. That is Rose. Point for Celia.
That
sounds
thank
that
you
sounds
so
like
much.
Rose.
to my friend for giving me permission to use that story.
This whole podcast is making me really hate people more than cats. Everyone sucks.
She is lovely.
Living with someone like that.
Very committed to the craft.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just being backstage with someone who's in character is enough to make me go, all right, I got to get out of here. I once, and I love Meow Meow, but I once shared a cab with her when she was in character, and I was like, I can't be doing this.
I don't know what's real anymore. No. I don't know what you want from me. I'm like, am I drunk too? Do I call you an ambulance? What do you do? I don't know what's happening.
She's done. She doesn't act anymore, which is probably, you know, a factor.
It's the same when I used to live with a bass player, and he would be playing the bass. Like, you'd be talking to him about house stuff, like about bills, and he'd just start playing the bass. And then
was he
I'm
doing
like,
bass face, like
yeah. Yeah, like cat bum bass face, right? No, not you, mate. And I just, it would annoy me because I'm like, are we having a conversation or are you playing the fucking bass?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Just
that
one
is
thing
the
or
most
another.
Mid-20s sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Are we having a conversation or are you playing the bass?
Yeah, no, for all of the acting, that was actually, like, at that point, the best housemate I'd ever had. She was amazing.
At the end of that round, the scores are...
Brutal. Okay.
Ooh, I said at that point, Catherine. I said at
that point.
All right, the scores. Kelly Verstuka,
just because I get real points. Drunk, I'm sorry.
Kelly Verstuka, 3 points. Rose Bishop, 3 points. Silly Piccola, 5 points. And in the lead, still on 6 points, it's Catherine Allen. Oh, it's a comeback.
Let's go.
It's a comeback. All right, and it's very, even if you add your two houses together, it's still very close. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Who here took a tiger snake's head in a jar to school for show and tell?
Kelly.
Yes, Catherine.
Rose.
That is Rose. Yes, point there for Catherine. Yeah.
I took a baby. I thought it was me. I took a baby tiger shark to school in a jar of pickles as well.
Oh, yeah. No, mine was the sawn off head of a tiger snake.
Oh my God. We both took dead snakes to school. Yeah. Dead
so
snakes
popular.
To school. Yeah.
So popular with the boys that week.
Oh my God. Adorable.
Was
adorable.
It a good show and tell? Did you get some good questions?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
like
all I
typical-
wanted.
Both of you, typical growing up on like half a farm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like bringing
like,
dead shit to school.
But also budding comedian energy of like, I don't care. I just want a reaction.
Yeah. I used to love the show and tell. Like, loved it. Once we had a baby kangaroo we took to show and tell. And it was like, this
I did
is
that
the
too.
Best. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the best. All right. Next question. Whose favorite movie line quote is, if it wasn't hard, everyone would do it?
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Kelly.
No, it was Silly Piccola.
Kelly, how do you not know that? It's from League of Their Own.
I thought that was mine. Because it's one of my favorite quotes ever. Right. Josh, I really thought that was mine. That's why I didn't buzz in because I'm like, it's Kelly.
You guys should live together.
I know. Yeah, you've got so much in common.
Oh, my God, really? I'm really honest to God.
It's like a newlywed game. I love it.
Yeah. All right, next
question. Whose mother booked them in for an eye appointment with a gynecologist?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
I'm going to say Catherine.
You are correct, yes.
Because I know that she's got, like, eyesight, whatever, this eyesight problems, and I've met her mum, so.
Okay.
Was it because she just really trusted her gynecologist, or
I would have loved if we just moved on and just, like, no explanation needed. Yeah. So I was having some bad eyesight, so I just went to like Specsavers, had an eye test, and they were like, oh, yeah, so you've got this thing, it's quite bad, you're going to have to go and see this specialist. And my mum was like, oh, no, before we book anything in, I just want to get a second opinion from our family doctor.
Oh.
And so the optometrist was like, oh, is that an optometrist? And she was, oh, no, well, he's a gynecologist.
Him.
And I was like, Mum, I don't think
the right end
is going to know.
You know where glasses go, right?
Keratoconus.
Yeah. You don't want your gynecologist going one or two, which is better, one or two.
Only people that wear glasses get that.
That's all right. All right, next question. Whose flatmate made them watch his dance to a Bruno Mars song he was doing for his girlfriend, and it was the absolute worst? So this is an ex-flatmate.
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Kelly.
Yes, you are correct. So another point there for Rose.
Honestly, it was just the phrasing of it was the absolute worst.
Yeah, right. It was when I lived with the puppeteer. He was proposing to his girlfriend. And he did a dance to "I Think I Want to Marry You," and he goes, "Can I practice in front of you? Can you tell me if it's good?" And I had to sit there and watch.
Oh, I've changed
it,
my mind. That's like, the most mid-20s sentence I've ever.
He was bopping around and like miming to it. It was the worst.
All right. Next question: who was on a flight to London where the in-flight entertainment was broken, so they watched a documentary on Lego times? Yes, Kelly.
It's got to be Celia.
It was Celia. Yes, point there for Kelly. Yeah,
it was a house made of Lego. And you didn't really need to watch it once. Just me telling you that is the whole show, and I had to watch it.
I feel it.
Yeah. All right, next place. Who was replaced in a house by someone who went on to murder their own mother? So this person was replaced by this person in a house, and this person ended up being a murderer.
Celia?
Catherine.
Yes, Celia.
Rose.
No, it was Kelly for Stuka.
What? Who murdered who?
So when I lived in Astoria, I moved out. And then 6 months later, I bumped into Tim Diamond, who was one of the other, who's a comedian, who's one of the other roommates. He was like, "Man, things went downhill after you left the house." I'm like, "What happened?" It's like, "Well, this guy came in, and at first he was really good because he gave me free weed. And then he went missing for a few days, and then he called Tim and was like, "I've lost my house keys. Can we meet up so I can get spare house keys?" And Tim goes, "Sure." And then 2 seconds later, another phone call. It was the guy's sister. And she goes, "Has he called you?" And he goes, "Yeah, he just called me now. I'm going to meet up with him to get keys." She's like, "Okay, so we're pretty sure he murdered our mother. If you can, where are you meeting him?" So he told her and the police where they were going to meet, and then they got him and arrested him, and he murdered their mother.
Wow.
So it did go downhill.
I was bad when you had bed bugs.
I know. Yeah. Mate, let's just fucking curse.
So did the guy get his bond back?
I left my bed there, so I'm pretty sure that bed, like he was using my old bed.
Murder
so
bed.
I don't know. They think
he's
they
leaving
just
his dirty murder condoms under your old bed.
That's a lot.
That is a
lot.
I know,
right? Like an episode of Case File.
And they used to get pissed if I didn't wash dishes. Yeah. There you go. I'm not a murderer.
All right. Next question: who here spent 10 minutes trying to unlock their front door, only to realize they had not lived in this house for 6 months?
Right.
Kelly.
Yes, Rose.
Catherine.
Yes, that is Catherine, yes.
That is great.
Wow.
Yeah, I called my old, I had a few wines, and I'd called my housemate and be like, "Can you let me in? My key's not working." And she was like, "Catherine, we don't live there anymore."
Wow.
Wow, that is horrific.
This is what happens when your optometrist is actually a gynecologist. Like.
You got to put those glasses on your face. Get those glasses out of there. Put them on your face.
All right, next question. Who went to an illegal rave in a bakery once? It was an illegal rave.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
That's Celia.
No, it's Rose.
What?
Rave?
That was happening in France.
No, not a cool one. I was like 20 and what? I was trying to go to a full moon party in Thailand. I was there with like a friend and we were just like, "Oh, it's kind of fun because we're 20 and then it'll be fun." But then some weird tides came and a bunch of swimmers all drowned, and then the army came in and they were like, "No full moon party," and like shut down the island. And then so there was like no, and there were all these people there to party, so some bakery just like opened up their back room and like strung up some lights. Jesus. And set up a little bakery.
I would say that would be great, like having a couple of Danishes while you're,
while you're
pinging off your head.
Yeah, you're pinging while you're cash registering your face, like mwah, mwah.
You know what the great with pingers? Neenish tart. Because it looks like a big pinger. It's basically, you know.
Yeah. I was at a full moon party, Rose, and the power went out. It was New Year's Eve, I think 2007 to 2008, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And at 1 a.m. the power went off on the island. And there was about 300,000 people there.
Oh,
and
it was,
and then we found our way back to the hotel, and my brother-in-law was with us, and he's like, "Stay in the room," because it was madness.
Yeah.
And we just heard motorcycles going through the hotel hallways, like motorcycles. You know, like just like Mad Max shit.
It was such a weird mood when I was there for the same reason. And then I looked out my hotel window and someone was just driving a ute down the road with the dead swimmers in it, which was A lot?
Oh, my God. Oh, man, lockdown, huh?
All right, next question. Whose ex-flatmate forced her to eat dinner with her in the lounge room, but then not let her speak because Four Corners was on?
Celia.
Yes, Celia.
That was Kelly Fistuka.
That was Kelly Fistuka.
And that's whose cat she kicked.
No, I didn't kick the cat.
Okay. Our stolen cat is yelling at my window right now. It's extremely disturbing.
You didn't kick the cat, but it went very close.
No, the cat. Yes, the cat went. No, I was eating dinner in my bedroom, just like inside. You know, you just want to block. Like, I just want to watch TV in my room, eat dinner on my bed. And she was like, "Do not eat dinner in your bed. Come here and eat out here with me." And just like yelled at me, like, "Come out here and eat out here with me." I'm like, "All right, fine." I sat down and TV was on and I was eating. I was like, "So, how was your day?" And she went, "Shh," and shushed me. And it was, she was watching a documentary on Four Corners about some really horrific pedophilia. And I just had to sit there and watch it and eat my dinner instead of watching 30 Rock in my room.
Yeah, much nicer.
Do you think it's because it was something that she just couldn't watch on her own and so she manipulated you into...
No, I feel like she generally was like, "Let's hang out. Come out here. Talk to me." She was like that. She was like, "Talk to me." So I'm like, "So how was your day?" And she shushed me like my mum would shush me when she was watching Sale of the Century. Like, it was just like... And I couldn't leave. I just wanted to leave, but I couldn't leave.
And our final question for the game. Who here has shared a milkshake with Bert Newton?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Catherine.
That is correct. Yes, a point there for Rose.
Rose?
When you've got a story like that, you know, you tell your friends.
I know. I'm very well connected. No, it was when I was like 10. So my dad was very good friends with this guy, Stuart Wagstaff, who was like an entertainer. He was on TV in like the late 80s, early 90s, maybe. Anyway, so they like met up one day and Bert Newton was there and we went to Donut King and sat there and Bert Newton bought me a milkshake.
What flavour was it?
Very nice.
Was it caramel?
I had chocolate. I don't recall what he had.
Nice. Yeah, nice. You guys didn't do two straws? You didn't do... Two straws and like
did it
at the same time? No, okay. I mean, that was pre-COVID. That was, man, we used to shake hands in those days, everything.
I was also 10, so that would have been very, very weird. Mm-hmm. But he was lovely. It was a very strange, I didn't realise at the time how strange it was. It was just upon reflection.
But Newton, that was bloody Good Morning Australia. Yeah. That was GMA time.
And that's when he was on Good Morning Australia. That's when he was at his peak.
Peaking.
With Moira and Belvedere. Yeah.
And do you remember the woman that used to do the star signs and she used to sound like this? And hello, Aries. Hello, Pisces.
She did too.
Aquarius, today you will have some wine. Capricorn, you're stuck inside. Yeah, you're going to love it. But you're going to go down the stairs on a mattress.
All right, at the end of the game, here we go. The score is very close. Kelly Fistuka, 3 points. Celia Piccola, 5 points. Catherine Allen, 6 points. But our winner on the very final question, Rose Bishop on 7 points.
Yay!
What an upset.
Rose!
Now,
came from behind.
Yeah, Rose, because you win, you don't have to do the dishes tonight. Catherine has to do the dishes. So there you go.
Catherine just did the dishes.
Oh, there you go. No,
take that, pegs.
People can find you on all the social media platforms. What's your handle?
I go to my Twitter. What am I? Rose Y Bish. Follow me on there. I'm trying to tweet. Just give me some encouragement.
Awesome. Catherine, where can people find you?
You can find me at Cathrill House, which is a Simpsons reference that gets less funny every time I say it, on everything. And I also have a newsletter that you can sign up to through my Instagram.
Do that. Celia, where can people find you?
I am at Celia Piccola. On Instagram is probably where I'm getting up to the most mischief these days.
Nice. Excellent. And Kelly Fistuka.
At Kelly Fistuka on everything, or Dating Badly, the pod. And you can listen to an episode that Josh did with Luca a few weeks back where we talked about Coming to America.
Yeah, really, and you've seen Coming to America too. They've announced everyone's coming back from Coming to America. Everyone's coming back for the second one.
If we can go to a cinema, I would hope that we can go to a cinema together because I want to experience it with someone that loves the movie as much as I do.
I'm in. Hey, thanks everyone for playing. Thanks everyone for downloading. Thanks everyone who's been a Patreon subscriber. You guys are the absolute best. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, Josh. Bye.
Yay.
Thanks, Josh.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.